In the wake of the weekend's racially tainted violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, tensions have flared in other communities, especially across the South. In Durham, protesters toppled a monument of a Confederate soldier that has stood outside the old county courthouse since 1924. And since Sunday, a brief encounter in a Gaston County neighborhood has brought more emotions to the surface. A video from the Facebook page of a woman named Paige Braswell has gone viral. It captures Braswell confronting a local resident about the Nazi flag hanging from his front porch.
What's up with the Nazi flag?
Braswell doesn't identify herself, but the man tells her his name is Joe Love.
Joe Love. Why, what's that got to do with you?
Why do you have a
what's
Nazi
it to
flag?
You? Do you make the payments on his house?
No, I don't.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Why do you have
barely a minute
flag?
Later, after
what's
repeated admonitions for Braswell to leave the man's property, she does. Today, I spoke with Paige Braswell about her driveway encounter. Ms. Braswell, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Why did you choose to confront Mr. Love at this time and in this way?
Well, for me, just too many people do nothing. And it's past time that we, you know, do something. That doesn't mean violence. In my experience, when people do these sorts of things, they typically backpedal when they're actually confronted by someone. You know, it's very difficult. It's easy to say X, Y, Z when nobody says, but what about ABC? You know, so when you maybe just confront someone and let them know, you know, you're not their enemy. I'm not his enemy. It's just, you know, hey, what's going on with this? You know, what are you thinking? You know, and hopefully conversations can start from that. And, you know, we can all do our part to stop this nonsense. It's nonsense.
You really didn't have much of a conversation with him, though.
That's unfortunate. But no, he wasn't really interested.
Do you think, though, that what if you had just knocked on his door and introduced yourself and expressed your disagreement with him and asked for a conversation?
Well, he didn't much give me a chance, but I totally would have done that. You know, he saw me pull into the driveway, and he came right out. I recognized him from his auto shop, and so that was just kind of like, hey, don't I know you? And I thought, man, this is great. You know, I know this guy. You know, he seems to be a decent guy. Maybe we can have a real conversation about that. But that's just not the way it went down. It's unfortunate.
How far apart do the two of you live?
Just a few miles.
Okay. You don't normally pass by
No.
his home. When did you become aware that the Nazi flag was flying there?
Probably about 15 minutes before I showed up at his house. A friend had shared a picture from a family member that lives on the street, and it was like, wow, look at this street, you know, look at this house on my street, you know, and then mentioned that it's Mount Holly, and like, what, where is this? I'm going down there. It was, you know, it wasn't malicious on my end or anything like that. It was just, you know, I need to go talk to this guy. So that's what I did. Well, that's what I tried to do.
It sounds like it was a pretty quick decision. Do you think if you were making that decision today, you would still decide to try to have that encounter?
I would, yeah. Because, I mean, you know, look at everything that's come from it. You know, we're talking about it. You know, and talk is meaningless without action. But, you know, hopefully, you know, people can start small and just start with, you know, their family members, their friends. You know, hey, you know, I noticed that you always make this comment, or you know, you've said this or you've said that, you know, and what's up with that? What's going on with that? So you've got to start somewhere, and it needs to start with white people. You know, we made the mess. We need to clean it up.
Are you concerned that also some negative things can come from that in terms of just escalating a mentality of sort of shaming each other, and especially with the pace of social media? Do you worry about that?
Well, you know, I'd be pretty dumb not to worry about it. But, you know, I think that, you know, eventually good does win. Or I still believe that. I hope I always do. But, you know, it's got to start. And there's no better time than now.
Mr. Love did tell you repeatedly to leave his property, and you persisted for a time, which kind of sounds like trespassing.
No, it's really not. I mean, when he first told me to leave, I was like, okay, and I was turning around to go, and he said, well, where do you live? So he called me back, and, you know, I was thinking, great, you know, this conversation can go forward. But, you know, as soon as he made it clear he wanted me to leave, I left. He didn't have no trespassing signs, or, you know, I didn't go on his porch. I didn't knock on his door. You know, he saw me and met me outside where I was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a good thing that he did. I mean, I'm glad that he did. You know, it makes me really sad that, you know, people are going to be angry at him, and, you know, with good reason, obviously. But I'd like to think he just didn't think about it. You know, we really need to think about these things.
On your Facebook page, you said, let's run this Nazi out of town. How would you propose running him out of town? What do you mean by that?
What I really hope would happen would be, and it's really not that difficult, you know what? I was terribly misguided in thinking that it was a good idea to put this up. That's not who I am. I don't believe in it. You know, and I'm sorry. You know, he doesn't owe me an apology as a white woman. I mean, he owes minorities an apology for that. You know, it's unacceptable. You know, what if he has minority neighbors? What if he has Jewish neighbors? You know, I told a friend, it's like, you know, we shouldn't be tiptoeing around Nazis. They should be tiptoeing around us.
Ms. Braswell, thank you for your time.
Sure. Thanks for having me.